first of all, one of the main things I was thinking about in all this is just how important these alternative tools are in resolving your issues and disputes. I grew up as a litigator, and for whatever reason, I inherently, when starting, didn't have a lot of faith in arbitration, particularly around large matters. And this carried through during my time at BlackBerry, when there was a large arbitration with Qualcomm, and I was skeptical that an arbitrator would deal with the size of the issue and make a difficult, challenging call. And to my surprise, it ended up with BlackBerry winning an award of around $800 million that eventually settled for $900 million. And it was all in the course of an arbitration. And so, really when you're at this stage of picking your path, arbitration, mediation, all these tools are viable options for large deals, large matters, small matters, all sorts of different ones. And picking the path, this part of it, amongst all the other things we're going to talk about, is so very important, because now, even before the dispute, is when you have the most opportunity to pick your path and get the table set in a way that's favorable to you. And so really wanted to put some emphasis on here in terms of choosing your path and trusting these different options that we're going to talk about today.
So I will say that both as a mediator and as an arbitrator, I repeatedly remind parties that it is important to trust the process. And so that, I think, echoes some of what Noah is saying. When you pick arbitration, the key to the arbitration is how you structure it. The great thing is, if you are building arbitration into a transaction, you have the opportunity to address a whole variety of issues. Anything that you think might be helpful to streamline or maximize the effectiveness of your arbitration, you can bake that into your provision subject to your negotiation with your counterparty. Things you might want to consider include the location of the arbitration, what people refer to as the seat, the governing law. If this is an international dispute, you may want to specify the language that the arbitration will be held in. Oftentimes, people refer to a specific administrative body that will administer the arbitration. You might want to impose time constraints. And one of the things that people think about frequently in the context of arbitration is cost control. Time constraints are obviously relevant to cost control, but you may also want to address who's responsible for paying for the arbitration, for the arbitrators, for the costs at the end. Is there a whoever wins has to pay the other side's fees, those kinds of provisions. But you can also get very creative. You can put limitations on discovery. You can establish a timeline. You can require that mediation comes before arbitration. You can have a tiered approach that says for small dollar disputes, we'll go one way. For large dollar disputes, we'll go another. There's a tremendous amount of flexibility. And while you are negotiating your transaction, and particularly your arbitration provision, I'll just refer you to two great resources that have a variety of arbitration clauses. You can use these resources and go through and pick out different provisions that fit for what you want. There's certainly many other resources that you can use, but these are two that I thought might be helpful for you. Noah, you want to add something there?
Yeah, just from a practical experience that I've had, I actually was involved in a matter where we had an opportunity for arbitration and chose instead to go straight to court. Counsel was advising me that using, alternative dispute resolution ultimately wouldn't save time, that it would increase complexity, that it would have an extra layer. Case was probably going to settle anyway. So just go to court and work it out. And ultimately it will be cheaper is what I was advised. And that particular case ended up taking a very, very long time in litigation. And so the caution here is that when you do all this work to plan, these provisions and what have you, to then take advantage of them, it's kind of common sense. But I was talked out of using this, even though it was in the contract, and going to court. And it really, I ended up second guessing that decision quite a bit. So again, choose your path, choose it wisely, because you are in control of it, and you're going to have to live with it down the road. The other thing in terms of, picking your path and structuring these issues, one of the things that's been particularly helpful for me that I've sort of added to my playbook is trying to, definitely evaluating cases very early in the process and trying to resolve it very quickly, even before you get to anything as formal as arbitration. And what I mean is, when I get a complaint in the door, I picture myself as having a 3-day window to assess the case. And then after those 3 days,